What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, these modern women have yet to finally understand that the men of today are not the old simpy men of the past. Yes, as a man, you know, there's a degree of disrespect that you have to have or accept in order to maintain a relationship. That was the thought process of the past. The men of today are saying, no, I refuse to accept a disrespectful woman in my life. Those days of just quote unquote putting up with it are done. And men are doing one of two things. Either one, they're walking away, or the other, they take it to the level to where the hockey mask gets put on. Like in this article that was published on the 12th of May. Man allegedly offlines his girlfriend with a shotgun at a Kempsville home. Wow. The shoddy? Yeah, you know good and damn well that was not a good way to go. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man is charged and accused of offlining a woman who was found deleted in the Kempsville area over the weekend, according to Virginia Beach Police. The arrest was made following a 911 call from a neighbor who found bullet holes in their property, which police say led them to discovering the woman's carcass next door. WTKR News 3 has since learned that the two were allegedly in a relationship, according to court documents obtained by Virginia Beach neighborhood reporter John Hood. Police say on Saturday at around 12:20 p.m., a resident who lives in the 600 block of Olander Circle called 911 saying they discovered bullet holes in their property. Soon after, police arrived and found a deleted woman outside the neighboring home. Police have identified the woman as Christine Donahue, 54, of Virginia Beach. According to a criminal complaint, she had a large wound to her chest, consistent with being shot with a shotgun. Yeah, bullet holes? Yeah, more like shotgun pellets. The complaint states police found Brian Burton, also 54, of Virginia Beach in the patio area. He was allegedly holding a gun to his head and fell to the ground after firing it. Police went to help Burton and found he had no obvious signs of injury, the complaint states. The complaint goes on to say that when police asked Burton what happened, he allegedly told them that Donahue was his girlfriend and he shot her because she was going to kick him out. Major pen right there, gentlemen. Major pen. Burton was arrested and charged with second-degree termination and use of a firearm in commission of a felony in connection with Donahue's deletion. WTKR News 3 went on to the neighborhood Saturday as police were investigating. One neighbor we spoke with says he was on his patio with his grandchildren and other family members when suddenly he heard a loud noise. It was about 11:30 a.m. or so. We heard a couple of loud pops, and one of my great nieces said that was a gun, he shared. He says he took one of his grandchildren upstairs for a nap, but about 45 minutes later, police were on the street investigating the shooting. The neighbor tells us that he was shocked, telling us it's a usually quiet neighborhood. We've been here since 2018, and nothing like this has ever happened, so it's kind of shocking and scary, he shared. Well, well, well. Gentlemen, like I said before men knew that there was a certain level of disrespect that they would have to actually accept to have a woman around in their lives. However, this is a situation right here that we always tell men, you have to have your own damn place. You have to. Moving in with a woman is the worst thing you can do. Why? Because at that point, you are subject to all the disrespect that she's going to give you. You're living in her place. Hey, she rules the roost. Her name is on the lease or the mortgage. So yeah, unfortunately, you're in a catch-22. You move in with her, you get disrespected, or you go to the streets. Me personally, no. I'd rather be homeless than to ever move in with a woman. Fuck that nonsense. No. Hell, even the meat sack is trying to throw little hints that maybe she wants to try to remerge us. And I'm like, fuck no. As a matter of fact, I told her, hey, the time is ticking. The time is winding down. Our son is a senior next year. And guess what? Yeah, he turns 18. You know what's happening. I'm out of Cuckafornia, period. So yeah, gentlemen, never move in with a woman, no matter how enticing the offer may seem. What more can I say about this, gentlemen? What more can I honestly and truly say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down at the home, gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, the scattergun of slaughtering, I'm gonna give that a 15. Psychological impact, no one actually saw it go down, so I'm gonna give that the standard 30 since the police had to discover the carcass. And for the brutality factor, chest shot with a shotgun. You know that was very, very messy. And definitely, it sounds like he might have used bird shot instead of buckshot. Because they said there was so many, you know, pellets. So I'm guessing bird shot. Could have been buckshot, you know, never know. But I'm still going to give that a 30 because either way, bird shot, buckshot, it is not a clean way to go. So Brian, Buckshot Burton gets a score of 85. Once again, gentlemen, got to remind you, do not move in with the woman that you're in a relationship with. especially if you're not married. The amount of disrespect that you're going to face in that situation is going to be terrible. She knows, oh, your name is not on the lease. Guess what? I can kick you out at any time. Now, I find it absolutely hilarious. Whenever a woman wants to get a man kicked out of a place that they share, the police are there. They're there ASAPitly. But if a man wants to kick a woman out of a place that he allowed her to move into, oh, you got to go through the eviction process and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, right. No, no. Gentlemen, you don't need that stress. You have to always maintain your own place. That way, hey, you can kick her out. She don't have anything here. She doesn't have any, you know, ownership. Her name's not on the lease. You got to go. But like I said, man, the double standards never cease to amaze me. When it comes to women versus men getting kicked out of each other's place, yeah. But gentlemen, you already know. You don't want to be in that position. Once again, maintain your own domicile. That way, you can always go back to your place. She can go back to her place. Y'all can meet in the middle. And that's that. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who think just because your boyfriend moves in with you, that you're going to be able to quote unquote son him and treat him less than, you better understand this. You better understand this crystal clear. The power you think you have in that scenario will go out. Feminism. And the belief that that man is going to be beholden to you just because you let him live in your place and you think you're going to be able to control him with that fact, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, ladies, it doesn't matter what position a man is in. More and more men have said no to being disrespected. And yeah, ladies, respect is a high thing amongst us men. And when you disrespect us, whatever happens, happens. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.